You're listening to Business First Responders, where danger is averted and success is imminent. Suzanne Johns, 42 years making millionaires. Jake Jordan, content and SEO expert. Conrad Aaron Beatty III, 20-year commercial real estate banker. Sales and communication expert, Jay Mamie. Meet the Business First Responders at your service. Let's go.
Hi, this is Suzanne Johns. We're here with Business First Responders, and today we are going to talk about what's your new next. Are your priorities changed yet? Maybe your passion hasn't changed, but the players have. That's you. So we got Jay here, we've got Jake, and then we have a guest with us today, and he has definitely had to make a change with his new next. So we wanted to give him a chance to talk about that for a second. Jay, why don't you introduce our guest?
Sure. I tell you, you find interesting people that are doing interesting things if you look for them. There's no shortage of people out there that are not only becoming very creative with the way they are promoting their business as a result of the situations. We've highlighted some of those already in the last couple of weeks. But today's a little bit different. Today's actually, we're going outside of the local region. We're going all the way back to New York, East Coast, where I'm from, to really look at people that are thriving in a situation where most people aren't even surviving. And our guest today is the epitome of really going from a state of just getting by, just surviving, to thriving. And that's really the impression we want to give any business person that was in that situation, that it's time to thrive. And that's what today's topic is about, right? It's about the new next. Well, here's someone who's taken it to the next level. Osundu Thambo, someone that I know for a few years. And when I had a chance to chat with him recently, didn't know that he was doing all of these things that he's doing as a result of a pivot with COVID. But just to give you a little bit about him, you need to kind of hear his credentials so you understand why we've had him on the show today. But he's been in training for over 30 years, and he's been teaching and doing personal training for 30 years. A lot of his training includes techniques in Filipino, Chinese, Japanese, African, and Indonesian martial arts. He's an expert in weaponry, hand weaponry, a physical weaponry. He's a third generation student of Bruce Lee's Kijun-Do. He's a certified master. He's a fight director and a choreographer for some of the Hollywood movies. He's a stunt director. And he also teaches girls who were rape victims and exposed to HIV in South Africa how to defend themselves, which is a big problem, obviously, for those young women in South Africa. He does a lot of corporate training, defense. Very well-known guy, and I thought today, based on what he's been doing, he'd be a great guest to have on the show. So, audience, please help me welcome Osundu Thambo. Welcome, Osundu.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for that amazing introduction.
Oh, you're welcome. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, you know, as you said, you know, I've spent several years doing the martial arts. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, first generation Caribbean, Afro-Caribbean family, came from, you know, my family is Trinidadian and St. Lucian. I'm a Sagittarius, 99% vegetarian. I actually grew up in Brooklyn back in when my area was, you know, this is pre-gentrification. This is, you know, when it was rough, you know what I mean? And I remember being 6 years old. I think a lot of my experience coming up led to me training in the martial arts. I remember being six and having to walk under the BQE to get to school, you know, and I was a little kid, you know, having a key around my neck. So, you know, and I came up at a time when, you know, getting jumped on the way home was kind of like, you know, a good day sometimes.
So, if that's all that happened, right?
You know, so it was, you know, interesting childhood. I think a lot of that contributed to my development. And it kind of led me to a place where I could really connect with, you know, adversity and having to dig deep and deal with situations like this, you know? So.
Yeah. So this probably isn't like the worst situation you've ever been in, is it? Where you just got to, you know, figure some things out. So what have you been doing in COVID?
Well, what I've done, I'd say as far as how my business has been affected, you know, I teach self-defense and martial arts and fitness. You know, my concept is, my company is TamboFitness.com. And what we do is, you know, I teach fitness from the perspective that, you know, what is the point of being in shape if you can't defend yourself? You know, that's kind of what my experience has brought me to in terms of development. So what, you know, what I was doing before all this happened was working with people in the field where things really happen. You know, I've got videos. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see videos of me working with people under the BQE, you know, on the subway. You know, I've worked with people just in places where things really happen just for overall readiness. Because it's one thing to learn martial arts, but to actually be able to use it in a real life situation. So the way it's affected my business is it's shut down, it's completely killed all, you know, ability. As far as my ability to work with people directly, you know, martial arts training, especially self-defense, is dependent upon you being able to make contact. So if you can't do that, you know, it's kind of difficult. There's a touch factor to it. You know, you've got to learn. It's proprioception. There's, you know, kinesthetic awareness. There's so much that, you know, you're dealing with interaction, right? So you have to now somehow be able to still translate that from a distance. And that's basically what I've been able to do through, you know, Zoom and different types of media. So I'm basically doing a lot of remote training these days.
We're going to take a break to support our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trusted roofing and renovation experts, Bacon Roofing for all your interior and exterior renovations throughout DFW. BaconRoofing.com. Call 972-772-1999 today.
Gotcha. So before everything was in person, you weren't doing anything online, or you weren't doing any, everything was like face-to-face, hand-to-hand, if you will?
Right.
Yeah, about 99% of the work I did. Yeah, I mean, every so often I'd have someone maybe out of town or something like that, or on vacation, and, you know, we would probably do something, but it wasn't to the extent which I work now. So, yeah, it was very different. That's been a huge thing. I basically had to be very resourceful.
Right. So you had to pivot. So what exactly did you do to pivot, and how did you determine that that was going to work for you?
Well, I determined it would work because I had willing clients, you know what I mean? Clients willing to continue on. I mean, I had such great results with them. You see some of the folks I've worked with, you know, the way they're able to perform is actually pretty awesome. You know, it's work that I'm very proud of. I've got a guy who I've been working with for a few months, and, you know, he can duck punches like a professional boxer, you know, and he's gotten in such, he got in way better shape in a relatively short period of time. Got another client, she had been doing another martial art that's reputed to have been really good for self-defense. And when I took her to the beach and, you know, tested her balance, it was just, she saw that she needed a lot of work. You know, let's put it that way. So, you know, that was a huge wake-up call. So I train attributes with people. And, you know, so, and it's much easier to do that in a tactile environment. So what I had to do instead was, of course, working with people this way. And that same client, I was teaching her gun disarms, and she was having a hard time. So I'd worked with her in her office doing guns. She's a psychiatrist, which is one of the most dangerous professions for women. Mm-hmm. So, and she's actually had people, you know, coworkers who, you know, have had some really, really bad, the worst situations you could possibly imagine with patients. I mean, absolute worst, like horror movie worst. So, you know, she takes this really seriously. She's having a hard time understanding the gun disarm, but using some of the techniques that I use in this remote type of atmosphere, she was able to do it in person. And that was one of the things that showed me that you don't actually have to be there always to get people, you know, to teach the skill, and that it can translate and you can use it in a real situation. So we've been working together for a few weeks, and, you know, one Saturday she happened to be in town. She was actually, because she was upstate for most of this, and she happened to come back down to her place in Brooklyn. So she stopped by my house. So we worked outside, you know, as usual. And, you know, at one point, like I'm big on realism. I start people from wherever they are, And, you know, I work slowly and we kind of build their neuromuscular paradigm to a point at which they can function autonomously. They can just function off muscle memory. And I threw a jab at her, you know, fast, in a safe way. If it was anyone else, she would have broken their arm. You know what I mean? So it's nice to see that this stuff works and continues to work even with the distance.
Absolutely.
So, Sando, as we get ready to go to a little bit of a break here, let's just open up the one question here. And I want you to give us some thought, give a quick answer. We can pick up after the break. But it sounds like you've discovered some things about the pliability, flexibility business now as a result of staying home and COVID. But what have you discovered in addition to that, or if you can expound on that, that you never would have discovered had it not been for the situation that we're in now? How have you turned lemons into lemonade?
Well, you know, it goes back to what I was saying earlier about resourcefulness, you know, just having to dig deep. One of the lessons I teach my clients and students is that the level of adversity equals an exponential victory on the other end. So, you know, when you have a serious handicap, that takes you to a whole other level. So now having to explain, having to use camera angles, having to, you know, change up and really get to a place of rapport with the person where I can kind of be in their shoes from a distance and kind of have them be on the same. It's a different thing, especially when you're doing Filipino martial arts or weaponry, things like that. You know, it requires precise footwork and body positioning and awareness. You know, just having to explain that on a different level is really taking my ability to a new place. So
would you say then, so it's obvious that you yourself have become a better trainer as a result of a negative experience.
That's an absolute fact.
All right. We're going to pick up on that, guys. We're going to go to a commercial break and pay some people. We look forward to having you come back after a commercial break.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life? Trust the team at Jeanie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTENteam.com. Go to martenteam.com today.
Hey, welcome back. So we're here with Asunda. He is a martial arts expert, and we were talking a little bit about how he's become a better trainer because of this whole situation, which is pretty cool. So, based on that, obviously you've had some good stuff happen, but what are some concerns that maybe your clients are having based on having to be on video or the training itself? Like, what sort of things are you hearing that way?
As far as the concerns being on video, well, I mean, maybe me not seeing them fully or, you know, seeing every angle, but I think a lot of that's been worked out as far as their form and technique. But, you know, I've already been such a stickler for form that, you know, that's really not much of an issue these days.
Has there been any other concerns besides the video stuff?
Well, as far as beyond video, other concerns that they may have, as far as COVID, you know, they've had to deal with stir craziness. They've had to deal with anxiety, fear, uncertainty. You know, what I've found is that one of the things that I've actually done and part of my pivot, you know, I already focused on like rhythmic and kind of a dance element to my martial arts. And that's something, the power I've definitely harnessed in my training and integrated to, you know, help people get through this. You know what I mean? People feel better when they move. They feel much better. They feel even better when they move to music. So, you know, what I've been doing is having people do the strength work and flexibility. And, you know, of course, now that we're at a distance, I'm going to work them a little bit harder just so they, you know, just so they feel it. You know what I mean? Just so they can remember, you know, I'm here with you. I got you. You know,
all right.
So, you know, they work up a great sweat. They come to me smiling because they know what's going to happen. Sure. They know how they're going to feel at the end. They end the session smiling. You know, it's actually been a great thing in the sense that, you know, it's like there's that factor of, you know, you being distant from a relative, you know what I mean, that you like. So, yeah.
I really appreciate that you've been able to pivot and be successful during such a tragic time that we've got going on. So what would you like to tell other people that are in the same situation as you are, but they're in a different industry more than likely. They're not doing what you're doing, but somehow they've got to figure out a way to make it work so that they can come out of this at least whole and then become successful afterwards, if that's what's required. What would you tell
them? Look at the problems, you know, maybe revisit the problems that you solve with your business, right? And just reevaluate what, you know, how you can help people and some of the other things that they might be dealing with. One of the things that I looked at, of course, is dealing with the anxiety and, you know, some of the other things people are feeling that, you know, they could probably use something extra. And that's where, and I incorporate music. So it's kind of how do you create more value, right? And how can you get past the adversity that you're dealing with? What's the full range of it? And what other concerns might they have, right? So it's been great to look at, to take, you know, just to sit back and sort of meditate and look at how else I can help and the other things that maybe I hadn't thought about before, right? I think that's what a lot of people are doing, especially a lot of trainers. They've been, you know, doing these Zoom sessions and so on. So, you know, for me, it's been a matter of that. Like, how do I get to the root? Like, why do people really buy my product?
Right.
I mean, why do people value me and my service?
We will take a break to support our sponsors and we will be right back.
Local DFW businesses, advertising keeps your businesses front and center in the marketplace. The OBBM network offers targeted reach into the markets you want to dominate. Advertise on the OBBM network for radio, podcast, and television exposure directly where you want it. Area chambers and people groups value knowing service providers they can trust for themselves and trust when giving quality referrals. Advertising strategically is key to successful ROI. Discover what local DFW business advertising on the OBBM network can do for you. Call 214-714-0495 to find out more today. And go to theoffbeatbusiness.com to download your free copy of the Definitive Local Business Digital Media Guide. That's 214-714-0495. Offbeatbusiness.com.
Yeah, I think everything that you're doing is so excellent. It's excellent and it's so valuable. And I think others can model what you're doing and be able to come out of this alive. You know, that's really what we need to focus on at the moment. And then we can really jumpstart everything else after that. But I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Jason,
thanks a lot.
Do you have anything you wanted to add?
You know, that, you know, we've been through worse. I mean, one of the things that I talk about to some of my people is, you know, if you think about the fact that all of us here are standing on the shoulders of 10,000 generations of people who have come before us. And even though things look bleak and crazy, you know, there are people who have gone through worse. There are people in your ancestral line that have gone through worse. There are more people in your ancestral line than you know, than you even want to know, you know, and they had to do all these different things to survive. You know, I mean, my family coming from the Caribbean, you know, a few generations ago, you know, we were on plantations, you know, they had far different circumstances than what we had to endure today. So, you know, if they can do it, we can do it. We've got much more modernized technology. I mean, imagine 100 years ago when they were going through the Spanish flu and they didn't have the internet.
Right.
They didn't have the opportunity to go and look up, you know, different ways of remedying their situations and things that they have to go through. So, you know, we have that. We just have to harness it. And I feel like often, you know, we've been kind of soft, you know, that we actually could. And that's partially, I guess it goes back a little bit to what I was doing with my martial arts training before all this happened. I actually worked with people outside in the cold because that's a real circumstance. Those are situations that people often aren't ready for, you know. So I think overall, if you could just harness that ability to deal with the adversity and, you know, just try and, you know, just dig deep and get past it. Understand that we can and we will. as soon before we know it, we will forget about all this, you know. So
where can people find you right now if they were interested and they say, hey, well, I want to learn more about Osundu and Fambo Fitness and what you can offer them in terms of a personal training experience or a self-defense experience or corporate self-defense training? Give us a quick insight as to where we can find you.
You can find me at tambofitness.com. That's T-H-A-M-B-O, Thomas Hanna, Anna Mary Barack Obama.com. And if you go to my Instagram, you'll find Tambo Fitness as well. So you'll see a lot of my videos there. You'll see some clients that I've worked with. You know, a lot of work I'm very proud of. So that's it.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Take care, guys.
All right. To continue on, what we wanted to talk to everybody about was, what is your new next? So, you know, your passion hasn't changed, but the players have, and then you happen to be the player, being the business owner. So now, just like what we were talking about with Osundu, he had to come up with some different ways to visualize how he could pivot or change or shift what he was doing so that he could still continue on and at least be making a living and supporting his business, and then being able to augment that as well when he can get back in the studio with his clients. So now he's probably going to have, I'm guessing, still going to have some Zoom going on with some, and then have some in person with some others. So then he can actually double what his market was when he could do in person, because if you multiply yourself through others, then that just makes you even more successful.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like what he said about going back to the drawing board and thinking about the problem you actually solve for your customer.
Right.
Because the problem's changed in some spots, right? You still have the passion, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
You still have the skill set and experiences. But guess what? There's either a different version of the same problem, or there might be a new problem to solve. So I think it's a great question that he's telling people to ask.
Well, and we were talking earlier in another episode about the fact that you need to listen to your customers, because they're going to tell you exactly what their pain points are. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to hopefully ease those or solve those. So if you can't get that information right off the bat, at least lean in and anticipate what problems you expect that they're going to be having, and go into the position of trying to help solve that.
Right.
Now, one of the things that I'm impressed by what he said, which was a real telltale lesson to learn from, regardless if it's a situation like now or some other situation that could come in the future, or any crisis that a person can experience, because crisis is either you're in one, you're getting out of one, mm-hmm. you're in preparation for one, or one is right around the corner. I mean, that's just the way it is. That's just crisis. It's in the brochure of life. Now, it's in the fine print. It's in the back. But it's in the brochure, right?
That's right.
What he said was, Osundu had not decided to reinvent, recreate, figure out a different way to keep his clients happy and engaged. Chances are that those clients would have gone elsewhere, because he didn't lose the clients. Mm-hmm. The clients were still looking for his service. They still were looking for what he offered, because he provided a good service and they were engaged with him. But if he had gone into the hole and gone into an idle mode and been sort of what I call COVID catatonic, which is what a lot of people are experiencing right now who are in sales and in business. They're catatonic right now. If he had gone into that phase, I'm certain that his personal training clients would have gone to someone else who would have been offering their services online, Zooming personal training. But he didn't stay still. He didn't stay idle. He had to think quick on his feet and reinvent himself in a way that still allowed him to maintain his client base, even while they're still dealing with the nonsense in New York. Mm-hmm. He's still training the same amount of people.
Right.
That's impressive. And that's because he was able to think quick on his feet and continue to innovate it and get to the next step. Exactly what we're talking about here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We are so glad that you're here today. We've talked to somebody that I believe is a very innovative entrepreneur, and we're happy to see that he was able to make his shift or pivot or new next, whatever you want to call it. That's what it is right now. So we want you to be able to survive all of this and then thrive. So thanks a lot for being here with Jay and Jake and myself, and we'll see you on our next episode. Thanks.
You've been listening to Business First Responders on the OBBM Network podcast. Connect with Business First Responders on LinkedIn and Facebook. For guest and sponsor opportunities, call 972-639-6396. Business First Responders is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and can be enjoyed in the Offbeat Business app and podcast directories everywhere. Contact Offbeat Business Media at 214-714-0495 for permission to use Business First Responder podcast content. Reproduction of Business First Responders or OBBM Network content without prior approval is expressly prohibited.